Sit comfortably. Allow your eyes to drift close. Take a cleansing breath. Count to four for your inhale, then another four for your exhale. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. On your next inhale, open your mind's eye. You find yourself standing on a small dock along the Nile. Take a moment to feel your surroundings. The breeze blowing against your face. The lapping of the water against the wood of the dock. Before you, at the end of the dock, is a small reed boat. You step aboard the boat and find your seat. The boat starts moving out into the current. You have no control over the boat, but find it moving upriver. To the right, homes, temples, fields. To the left, more fields, more structures. Eventually, the boat comes to rest along the western shore. You have come to a farm. The fields are in rich, nutty black, and you see workers spotted in areas bending over to apparently plant seeds. A woman stands and looks at you, lifting a hand in welcome. As she walks up to you, she reaches out with a cloth sack. Not large. Would you like us to help us plant the wheat? It seems a thing to do, so you take the bag of seed and follow her back to the field. Bending over with the others, you push a couple of seeds at a time into the rich, damp soil. And another. And another. This is good work. Simple labor, helping your community feed itself. This wheat will be turned into flour and bread, forming the basis for many meals. As you finish, you stand, stretching your back. A shadow falls over you. Come, let us walk, Wesir says, standing over you. Take the next few minutes to walk in your mind's eye with Wesir. As your time with Wasir nears an end, you make your way back to the boat, farmers gathering around you, singing and making merry music. Who knows where the boat will take you next?